It's Saturday, and about a dozen adults are in a nondescript office building powering up new laptops.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
My name is Kovan, and this is Thomas, and we're here to help you with your computers.
They're gifts from students at Southern Methodist University.
This right here is your new computer, all of you. It is called a laptop.
The adults in the classroom are new to Dallas and the country. They've been resettled by the nonprofit International Rescue Committee. They're from Congo, Burma, Iran, Eritrea, and they speak little or no English. Some have been in the U.S. just over a month. With the help of an interpreter and SMU volunteers, they're learning how to use their new devices in a software program that will teach them how to speak English.
I don't know, but
the boy is running.
You have to listen.
Yeah.
Advocates say learning the language is crucial to refugees' future success.
There's always a need to learn English and to learn how to use a computer because people are trying to apply for jobs, people are trying to integrate into the community. ESL is always a need.
That's SMU senior Anna Landrenau. They're giving these laptops and teaching software to refugees as part of a class project. Landrenau says she thinks this effort is especially important, given the controversies surrounding refugees brought up by the recent presidential election.
I think regardless of who you speak to, people are going to agree, like, if a family's, you know, struggling, they need to be helped. That's black and white. It doesn't matter what your stance is on the immigration issue.
Current rhetoric and attitudes toward refugees aside, they struggle because of a lack of education. A recent study by the Migration Policy Institute found that less than 30% of refugees had finished high school, and most come to the U.S. knowing little or no English. Alex Laywell is a volunteer coordinator at International Rescue Committee.
While there are many nonprofits that do ESL classes, the reality is that not everyone is able to make it to those, and that there are barriers that prevent our clients from going to these crucial classes.
So the student project lets refugees take their new computers home. There they can practice learning English at their own pace and with other family members. Laywell says the sooner parents can learn English, the better it is for their children.
One of the things I find from personal experience, and I think most people would agree, is that kids learn a lot faster. And unfortunately, that kind of turns the parent-child relationship upside down and can cause a lot of strain on a family.
Volunteers lead refugees through an exercise on the language software. A voice speaks, and Hassam Abdibnia and his wife repeat what they hear.
Women are reading.
The women are reading.
The girl is reading.
Abdinia says he and his family arrived from Iran a month ago. He knows a few words in English and says he used to have a laptop, but it broke.
Today we are so happy we came here, and now we have a laptop, and we're learning English on my laptop, and now we can connect to people, we can chat, we can use a lot of things from laptop.
For SMU student Kovan Barzani, who's teaching the class, all of this brings back memories. Both of his parents came to the U.S. as refugees from Iraqi Kurdistan. He says his father learned English waiting tables at TGI Fridays.
Back then, there wasn't any of the software, so he had to brute force his way through English.
Barzani's grateful to give these refugees technology, which he's seen help his father.
And even now, like through the invention of texting and whatnot, his English has exponentially gotten better. But there's so many barriers that exist for language development, and getting those resources to people quickly, especially right when they get here, will help them so much as they go through.
As the class wraps up, Barzani's professor, Karen Quinones, walks around checking on participants. While refugees learn to operate the software, her students are learning practical ways to empower those in need, regardless of politics.
I think it's nice to have sort of this ray of sunshine in the middle of a time when it is a little bit more confusing for what opinions are about refugees, and to see them doing something that really helps.
Both groups are learning lessons they can use every day. Stella Chavez, KERA News.